Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Lindholm Roofing, Mr. Floor Igor Morak, and Chicago Culinary Kitchen. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and happy dying the River Green Day. They're in the process of doing that right now. We've got a great vantage point from the 17th floor. It's kind of cool how they do it, so I'm sure you'll see it on the news or go online. I'm sure something online has got the Plumbers Union, I believe it is, dying the river. It's very fascinating. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I am David Hochberg. We've got a studio filled with experts to help you with all of your real estate questions, housing questions, roofing questions, buying and selling house questions, flooring questions, mortgage questions, credit questions, relationship questions. We have Don Kleppen in the newsroom for all of your relationship questions, because that's what he does. And first, we start with every show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Send us emails, check out podcasts of previous shows, or just send everybody in studio a direct email, because we have links at WGNDavid.com. Everything you need is right there. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We'll start ladies first. Amy Kite, Keller Williams Infinity. You and I talked, was it Wednesday night or Thursday night? And how, I think it was, whatever. It was a night earlier this week. And we were saying, talking about how absolutely bananas it still is, even though the rates continue to go up and you're like, it doesn't matter. We haven't found that delta yet, that threshold of pain for buyers that is slowing them down. They keep plowing out there and it's incredible. Can you fill us in?
Yeah. So we are still seeing multiple offers on properties. And you and I did discuss the fact that we anticipate, though, the increase in gas prices and utilities may slow it down a little faster than what we thought.
But it has to.
I believe that's
it. Has to. The listener only has so much money to spend every single month. If it's costing our listeners with two cars that has to fill up once every single week, which most of our listeners do if you have kids and you're schlepping them around, or you're working and you're driving downtown, you're putting in a tank of gas. And that tank of gas, you're now putting in gas that starts with a four. You're lucky if you could, listen. And we were talking about, when we start putting in $3.50 a gallon, it's going to feel like a break. It's $350 extra a month going into our listeners' gas tanks. Just fuel. If you have two cars and you're filling it up every single week, like I am, like my wife is, because we have, gas-powered cars, it's costing you $350 extra a month. And then your gas, not only that, but your food and everything else is going up. So
I'll tell you, we even went over the border for our son's birthday this week and took the car that needed gas, right?
Sure.
We still paid over $4 a gallon hopping the border. So, you're over four. And then you've got the issues with the utilities, with that going up. So we're hearing people, $80 last year, I'm at $300 this year.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
A fraternity brother of mine posted his gas bill. It was like $310, whatever it was. And he's like, last year it was $83. So you start multiplying that and layering that with everything else. Okay, Roy was in here saying his prices went up March 1st. Okay, well, I heard you last time you were in here, Igor, you said, you know, all of the sanctions were coming down and what's going to happen. You're like, a lot of plywood comes from Russia. Well, I heard last night or this morning that, you know, Russia's going to say, okay, you're cutting us off. We're cutting you off from all of our wood products.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And they just lost favored nation status. The Biden administration just announced that, so which means, raw materials, plywood, any kind of hardwood coming out of Russia right now is not really going to be allowed through those additional sanctions.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to reach out to Amy, what are you going to be talking about later on the show here? Right after this first break, we're going to come back to you. What do you want to talk about?
We'll talk about how we've helped a buyer secure a property after they lost out on numerous other offers.
Okay, and you heard me talk to a friend of mine that's moving out of Northfield, fourth one, okay, within the past 12 months.
Wow.
Moved into a house 3 years ago. He's like, hey, I need a new house. I'm like, staying here, you're going south. He's like, moving to Florida. I'm like, get in line.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. You heard the conversation, right? The house is going for $750. He's like, write the pre-approval up to $1 million because it's that crazy down there.
Right. Yes. Yep. So if people want to reach us, they can reach us at 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Michael Houston.
How are you, David?
I am tremendous. You've got Lindholm Roofing.
Roofing.
Not Lindemann Chimney.
No, not that. That was a free plug.
I know, for Lindemann Chimney. Lindholm Roofing, we talked earlier and you guys were talking with Igor. Are you guys back on the roofs now, or is the weather?
We are back on the roofs. Obviously, weather is a factor. A day like today being a little cold, we're probably not going to be doing much, but it's going to get warm. The spring has sprung.
Right.
We're going to be able to be doing a lot more jobs than we have over the winter. Keep our guys busy and rock on.
All right. And you're going to talk about price increases as well.
Well, we've got it coming. I didn't know that much about the plywood, but plywood was already big.
Yeah.
But, yeah, asphalt shingles are, of course, an asphalt product.
Sure.
Gasoline, asphalt, oil, price of a barrel of oil. What's going to happen? It's going up. Guess what? We're going to get anywhere between a 9 and 21% increase. They don't even know. Starting April 1st.
Right.
They don't even know.
And that's because, you know why they don't know? Because it's so flippin' volatile out there.
It's volatile, yep.
You have no idea what's going on. And I was listening to Terry Savage on with, I think, Lisa Denter-John. And they're like, you know, she was saying that the traders love volatility because they could trade on the up and the down. I'm like, well, that's great for traders. But guess what? Sally in Schaumburg doesn't like the volatility. All right, Johnny and Joliet wants to know, I need a new roof, okay? I've got stuff coming through. I got winter coming through my roof. I got to replace it. He doesn't want to know, well, is it going to be this or this plus 10, 20, or 30%? Johnny and Sally need to know, our listeners need to know what that number is going to be, and you can't give that to them because of the volatility in the marketplace.
And that 9 to 21 is coming to us.
Right.
We have to pass that on.
Sure. And then you've got to bring the trucks out to their house to deliver it.
For an extra $350 a month in gas.
Yeah.
Easy.
And you have to pass that on to the consumer.
Per truck.
Sally and John are going to pay for that. Right? All of these
just
costs.
Like groceries.
It all gets passed through. If our listeners want to reach out to the fine people at Lindholm Roofing, how do they do?
1-888-476-6337. That's 1-888-4-ROOFER. Or lindholmroofing.com.
Igor, you've got a call from Stacy in Hinsdale, I believe, called you after hearing you on the show a couple weeks back, and you're going to be talking about how you helped her. You want to tease that real quick so our listeners can be enthralled and hang on until the bottom of the hour till you come on with your segment?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about what we wound up sort of doing for her. And, you know, David, you know we're a full-service flooring company. So we do installation of flooring, repair of flooring, refinishing of wood floors.
Sure.
So she initially contacted us because she thought she needed her floors refinished because they were, you know, in terrible condition. Really, they were just dirty, and she was using the wrong cleaning products on it. And we came in with our deep conditioning and deep cleaning process, and we were able to restore her floors for a fraction of the cost. She was ready to have her floors sanded. She didn't need it, David.
How many other flooring companies, your competition would have said, "Yep, that's a crap floor. We got to sand it down, and we got to replace it."
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it goes down to or comes down to really expertise. It also can come down to salesmanship, right? I mean, so if somebody sees an opportunity and the client is ready to refinish their floors, and whether she needs it or not, they may go down that road. We don't do that for our clients. We don't treat our clients that way. We'll prescribe whatever is required.
I turn more business down because it's not in our client's best in the borrower's best interest because I can't sleep at night if I shoehorn somebody into something that doesn't work for them. So kudos to you and the other sales professionals at Mr. Floor. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how they reach out to you?
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
All right, so coming back after the break, Amy Kite, you're up, Keller Williams Infinity. But first, we're going to take a call from down in Central Illinois, 217. Somebody doesn't want to give her name or his name has got a challenge with a reverse mortgage, which means it's an experienced homeowner, which means we have to preempt your portion for a little bit. If they're calling a show and they have a reverse mortgage, we have to provide the assistance and guidance and expertise that they're seeking. But first, we have to pay some bills. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The phone, text, and photo line sponsored by MegaPros is the same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, I don't know what you got going on there. It's just like black
the black and white flannel.
Yeah, it's kind of dull.
Your shirt looks like white noise on an analog television set.
Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
Hey, Jordan Burnfield, you want to chime in here? He's trying to deflect his anger on my static analog TV, as if anybody knows what all that means.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass.
I haven't seen your shirt, so I can't comment.
I think it looks fantastic.
It might be the camera.
It might be your eyes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Don Kleppen in true St. Patty's Day dyeing the river green fashion wears his Chicago Blackhawks pullover, which is awesome.
Nice.
Right? But you figure Kleppen, Irish guy, he'd be wearing green. Traitor. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get to somebody that doesn't want to give their name. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. We're going to call you Jill, because I have to call you something, even though hopefully that's not your name and you won't hang up. Okay?
No, it's not.
All right, Jill, go ahead. What's going on?
Well, about 15 years ago, I moved into, well, actually, 20 years ago, I moved into my property that I still live in. About 15 years ago, I took out a reverse mortgage because I wanted to make an addition to the home. And the amount of the loan was about $20,000.
Okay.
And, of course, I took out the reverse mortgage because I am a senior citizen, and I thought, when I move, I can pay it off, and until then, I don't have any payments to make. That was my legitimate, my reason for doing it.
Okay.
Since then, apparently the finance company that provided the loan, it has either sold or whatever to two other companies. In other words, there's a third company now that owns my loan.
They transferred your servicing rights to another company. So you're writing your another company is servicing your loan. So
my
you're at least 70.
The third company now is servicing the loan.
Right. So you're at least 77 years old, correct?
I'm at least that. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just
and
no
about
wait.
12 years.
Okay, 70. Wow. So you're 89 years old.
Yep.
Okay. God bless you. Well, I figure you had to be at least 62 to take it out. You said you were in it for 15 years.
Right.
That's 77. I'm just doing a little math there. So you're at 89. Okay, you're still in the same house, obviously.
Don't have any immediate plans to move. But my concern is that the company that's handling the financing, I get a monthly report from and so forth. But it looks to me like I'm being charged interest. And in 16 years, there's a lot of interest built up.
Correct.
And my actual amount that's owed appears to be way more than the value of my property.
Okay, so how much do you owe, according to your most recent mortgage statement, from your third servicing company of the reverse mortgage?
$85,000.
Okay, and what's your house worth?
You know, I don't know, but it's got to be, it's just a duplex. It's only maybe $10,000 less.
Where do you live? What town? Without, you know, just
well,
give, is it Central Illinois? Because you're calling from
okay. Central Illinois. The real estate in this particular town is going rapidly.
Okay.
But the overall value is very under what it is in rest of the state.
Okay, so what is your concern, Jill?
My concern is, if I move, which is when I have to pay off this loan.
Correct.
Do I have to pay the full amount that they say I owe, which is way more than the value of the property.
No, that's why you have, it's an FHA loan. That's why you have the FHA insurance. FHA will cover the difference.
I didn't know that.
Now you do. Can you sleep easier at night?
Thank you so much for your answer.
No, thank you. I'll tell you what, I'm going to call you after the show, have my reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, call you, do a quick analyzation for you so you could sleep easier at night. At 89, you shouldn't be worrying about this nonsense, right?
I don't want my family to have to deal with this.
No. If something happened to you after, God forbid, something happens to you after you hang up, your family would sell the home and the insurance would kick in, or they could buy the home, keep it in the family at 95% of the value of the current house home value. Okay, so they keep it in the house, buy it at 95%, even if you're upside down. So it doesn't get transferred. You don't have to, you know, you've done the right thing. You've experienced the benefits of the reverse mortgage. You're the poster child, the poster gal of reverse mortgages, right?
Well, I hope so.
You are.
I'd like to be a poster person for somebody.
Well, you are for me. I got a swimsuit I'm going to send down. I got a guy that works for me in Central Illinois, and I got a swimsuit line for 89-year-olds. Are you in?
I'm in. I look good in a bathing suit.
Who doesn't?
Awesome.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. So
she's a young 89.
She's a young 89.
My vision is very much impaired.
So is mine, and I look better as my eyesight goes down. So hang on, Jill. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. I'm going to have Jose Rodriguez reach out to you. Benny's saying we got to hit a break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Text, photo, phone line 312-981-7200. Sponsored by MegaPros. Amy Kite coming back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Mike, your daughter's listening.
She is.
What's her name?
Melanie.
Melanie? How old is Melanie?
19.
Does she listen?
Yeah.
When she needs money?
She always needs money.
Yeah. So she's always listening?
She's always listening.
312-981-7200.
I like how you connected those dots there.
I'm quick. I got a 19.
Because you know how it works.
I know how to do math. It's called my pocket. I'm the ATM machine.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Got some good texts about the last caller. So this is what we do. This is why we do it. This is why we are here every Saturday. Okay, we have an 89-year-old young soon-to-be swimsuit model to launch my swimsuit line for 89-year-olds and up, calling in. In a little bit of a panic, I would think, right? Yeah. Would you say she was under some duress?
Sure. This was bothering her for sure.
For God knows how long.
Right.
One call, just like all the listeners right now, if you've got a question, 312-981-7200. What's overwhelming to you is not overwhelming to us. We deal with these type of situations, overcome these type of challenges. Challenges, what you see, are like dodging potholes to us. Not the ones that swallow cars here in the city of Chicago and damage your front end and back end. Minor ones that you could avoid. And that's what it's all about.
I think people are jaded maybe because they think everybody's a salesman. And really, and where so many of us come from is education first.
Sure.
Right? We want to educate you first. And then you make the best decision based on what's right for you. We don't care, right? We're going to give you all the information that you need, and then you make a decision from there. We're not pressuring anybody to do anything, right? It's just, here, this is what can happen. This is, you know, how it could go. It could go this way. What do you want to do?
David, that was a great call. You gave one nice little old lady some advice, and hopefully you gave the same advice to 1,000 or 2,000.
Now you upset her. Because she doesn't 3, consider 000. Herself a little old lady.
But she looks good in a bathing suit. She's
white with her eyes impaired. But that's what we do. You've been on roofs of listeners' homes?
All the time.
Experienced homeowners that have problems, that other roofers have come out to investigate and inspect, and you're out on the roof with the homeowner, who's probably never been on his or her roof before.
Mike on a roof.
We got to bring that back.
We got to bring it back.
It's a great segment. 312-981-7200. You had a question for Amy during the break. I know Amy wants to talk about something else, but this leads into everything that Amy wants to talk about. I said, wait, hold it for the air. What's your question for Amy?
Amy, since the moratorium ended, was it back in
November?
November. How is that going to affect the real estate market moving forward?
Foreclosure moratorium.
Foreclosures.
Yeah.
Right. So the nice thing is, so here's the difference between what's happening now versus what happened in 08, 09, 2010. Values have actually increased now.
You know why? Because people actually qualify for the mortgages that they're on the homes that they're buying. Shocking. Go ahead. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Can't help myself.
So in some cases, these people can sell their homes, so they don't need to do the foreclosure. In other cases, we are absolutely seeing the foreclosures, the filings increase. So, but some of those people will be able to get out without having to foreclose. So we're going to start seeing, and we have, some short sales again. People who say, all right, I don't want to stay here. I can't stay here. I can't right the boat. The bank's not working with me. I'm going to...
Because the amount that they did in forbearance over the past 18 months, even though properties have increased, the increase in the property hasn't accelerated more than the money that they've added in the forbearance. That's why they're short sales. And
Correct. They're
still having the economic challenges they had during the 18 months that they were in forbearance. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's an important distinction. Because you got listeners out there. How come we're doing short sales when property's up? I keep hearing how hot it is. It's because you're having economic hardships and you're adding $40,000, $50,000. Including taxes and insurance is a forbearance. So I didn't mean to cut you off. I think that's an important distinction.
Right. And what people understand that we did not get back to 07 pricing until the pandemic. Yeah. So into the pandemic, we finally got back to 07 pricing. So we had a lot of people who were still under what they purchased their property for in 07, even in 2020. So we had people who were already close to being underwater or underwater, and now all of a sudden they can't make their payments for 2 years, or a year and a half there. And then, so that got tacked on to what they owed, and they still can't. Yeah, they still can't get out.
It's tough. It's tough. And that PPP money the homeowners didn't get the PPP,
right.
The financial help that the government sent out, some of them, our listeners, used it on living expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Others went out and bought a widescreen TV or a new couch or new flooring or a new roof or a new car or a new boat. And now they're having the same type of economic challenges that they had before because now everything's more expensive and they didn't pay down their debt. And we see it every day. So I know exactly what I'm talking about. Back to you, Amy.
Yeah. So, and people, and I think this is where we go back to the comment I made a few minutes ago, is we're going to come out, we're going to have an honest conversation with you about where you're at today. And then you make the decision. Is it that you sell it? Is it that you attempt to find the money to write the mortgage? We can help you with that. We've worked with a lot of people. In fact, we just closed last week on a short sale that we had been working on for over 2 years. So
wow. 2 years.
2 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to take you back before the break here. I just want to take you back, then we'll come back after the break. And Degar will push you back after the top of the hour because I think it all correlates. Okay. I want to take you back to 08. You had listeners out there living in homes that were depreciating $10,000 a month. In some areas. Okay. And I did say a month, okay, because it was like catching falling knives, okay? And you couldn't get out fast enough, and that's why we had the short sales, because everybody owed more than what their house was worth. Just like our young lady, Jill, 89-year-old, she thinks her house is worth more, less than what she owes, okay? So she's not a short sale. She has an FHA loan. She's covered. This is different. You've got an oncoming freight train heading your way. You haven't made a mortgage payment in 18 months. You have those 18 months of mortgage payments, $2,000 to $4,000. Some of them are $8,000, depending on tech. Add it just sitting there at the back end like an elephant anchor coming at you that you're going to have to pay off. You still have a ton of equity because for whatever reason, you have a ton of equity and you know you're going to get slammed. So you got two options. You sit there and let the 545 Metro coming out of Union Station run you over, blow up your credit, throw you into foreclosure, and it takes you 7 years or 4 years to get back on your feet. Or you take an honest assessment of your entire family situation, goes, we're completely screwed right now. We are better to get out now and sell our home in the hottest real estate market. It was even hotter than December when you were in there. It's hotter than you were in there in December, in January. You get out If you have a good property in a good area in good shape, in under a week, you'll have 8 offers. Find a place to live, and don't say you can't. That's a bunch of crap. There's always a place to live, and get out of the oncoming freight train that'll completely destroy you and your family and take you 4 to 7 years to rebuild yourself.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're going to hit a break. 312-981-7200, because you've seen the other side of it. We didn't know each other back then. As you know, I've heard of you. You heard of me, but we're friends now. We do a lot of business together, and we're friends outside of business. I don't care for your husband too much. He's a sloppy eater. But other than that, you and I, we, you know, we're tight. But I love Mike. But we can... I want you to address that, how our listeners can stay off of that landmine that they're sitting on, and the landmine is their house that they could sell within a week instead of letting it blow up on them. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
English is my second language. 312-981-7200. Thank you to Carol LaPel, Nikki Trump, Crump, K-R-U-M-P-E, Diane Thomas, C-C-K, Leona Barrett, Sandra Zek, Debbie Goddard, Charles Lohman, Yvonne Osterich, Maureen Rivas, and Kathleen Doyle for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. I am thanking every single one of the 600 donors on this show, as well as sent them thank you notes with the proper spelling of my last name. If you noticed, Amy, that thank you also for the generous donation that they spelled my last name wrong.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, take a look at that. Oh. Instead of H-O-C-H, it was C-O-C-K. B-E-R-G. Oh. You could, yeah, you could work that into your head. I'm not.
Oops.
Yeah, minor typo. It's pushing the limits of there's no such thing as bad PR. So
I did not notice.
Well, that'll catch everybody's attention.
Yeah, though. It caught everybody's attention. I thought his name was Hochberg. Yeah, it is. 312-98. We'll have to raise $500,000 next year for the CM Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Spell my last name right. Thanks, boys and girls down there. That's all right.
Minor mishap.
I'm glad. I'd rather raise the money and them spelling my name wrong. It's not like I'm holding any grudge.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it.
No, that we raise money, but it's good. So let's talk about that. Okay, you're a professional realtor. You've been selling real estate for a couple of years right now. You move more sticks and bricks than most people do, you know, in a month than most people do in a year. Yeah. Talk about the mindset of getting out right now, because you could use the inventory, and those listeners that need to get out should get out, and how can you help them?
Well, they will definitely benefit, and just having been through that last downturn, what's going to happen is people are going to come to us a year or two or three down the road and want to do it, and things are going to be different, and they're not, the banks may not be as lenient as they will be right now.
Sure.
So save yourself the heartache, you know, at least have a conversation with somebody and find out what are my options, what can I do? I think that's really important, because so often what people fail to remember or realize is this is causing you stress. You are waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning stressing about the fact that you don't know how you're going to pay the bills or how you're going to, you know, stop the calls, because they'll call. And
repeatedly.
So, yeah. And so you need somebody. And sometimes what you need is somebody to come in and say, it's okay. It's not your fault, right? You didn't get into this because you wanted to. And so so let's have a conversation sooner rather than later. And you may say, you know what, I don't want to do anything right now. And that's fine. At least you got the information that you needed to make that decision to not do anything. And that's okay. We don't care.
312-981-7200, Stephen A. Leahy, mm-hmm. The IRS radio answer man, big fan of the show, sponsor of the show, expert on the show, just texted me, surprised how many mortgage companies are offering loan modifications, because mm-hmm. they want to keep those homeowners in their houses.
Right. And there, I'm going to tell you, you want somebody just to review those docs, because we've had a lot of modifications that were done. And I was just talking to somebody this last week about a modification and how it actually wasn't helping them. So just make certain that you understand what you're signing, because there were a lot of silent seconds. And just be aware of what exactly you're being offered. And you can have an attorney review it. They're happy to review that.
Amy, what is a silent second?
Yeah, the silent second is where they take a chunk of money and they put it on the back end. You don't I've literally had sellers who didn't know they had it back there. And so they may tack $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 onto the back end of your mortgage. You don't know it's there. It's not on any paperwork that you get as far as your monthly statement goes. But when you go to sell it, you have to pay it back. So I've had people who've said, all right, yeah, let's sell the house. Here's my mortgage statement. And then we go and pull title and go, nope, you've got another $80,000. Note or whatever.
Illinois Hardest Hit Fund is a silent second, right? 10 years ago, they had the Hardest Hit Fund where they were offering money during the 08 crash, and it went away 1/10 a year until you sold. Well, if you sold it 5 years into it, you owed them 60 months, 5 years worth of payments. That's what a silent second is. It's tied to the house. You don't have to make a payment, but it's out there.
Like right? A lien.
It's a lien against your house. Some of them gradually go down and are forgiven. Some are just out there until you go to refinance or you go to sell your house. And that's what you're not paying it. And you don't think about it. It's silent to you because you're not writing a check. And that's where the silent came from. And Amy's right. She pulls title on a property. She's telling John and Sally Smith or Jones that they think they're going to walk away with this. And then whammo, here comes an $80,000 silent second. And now they're $40,000 upside down. You went from a sale to a short sale right then and there. It's a completely different transaction. And it's not the owner's fault. It's not the listener's fault. They have no clue.
None.
They've forgotten about it.
And sometimes I don't think they even knew that it was there. I truly believe these people did not realize. I mean, we're not reading all those documents. I'm sorry.
Right.
How do you find out that you have a silent second?
You got to pull title. You got to pull title against your house. Fidelity Title is what we use. You could do a track search and go online. You could look up your title online. You go to the county recorder's office and look up the title online to see who has something registered against you. It's amazing what our listeners don't know about what goes on in their house. And this got nothing to do with that LifeLock thing. Okay, it's nothing to do with that. I've heard of zero people losing their home to LifeLock. I'm sure we just blew a sponsor. Every time I hear that, my stomach turns. Right? Yeah, buy insurance against LifeLock. It's a bunch of crap, in my opinion. Okay? That's just my personal opinion. Sorry for the sales rep and GN if you're trying to get them as a sponsor. I've never heard of anybody, 21 years, thousands of mortgages, lose a home because somebody came in and stole your title. And if they did, you have title insurance to protect yourself against that. Gosh, 312-981-7200. Igor, you're up. Amy, what's your phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Another note from Leahy. Loan modifications often mean you are essentially renting your home moving forward. It won't be on title. So that's an interesting conversation to have with Stephen A. Leahy the next time he's in. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Igor is going to be coming up with a story about how he helped one of our listeners enhance her floors instead of replace her floors that she thought she had to do after news, traffic, and weather. Kleppen, oil up the pipes, buddy. Throwing it over to you and Andy. Greg Gardebeau was supposed to be on from Chicago Culinary Kitchen, but I called him when I came down and saw the madness down here and said, dude, there's no way you're parking your truck downtown Chicago today. The cops got it on lockdown, and the festivity enjoyers, the
revel goers.
Thank you.
Yeah,
the parade enthusiasts are out there.
Rabble rousers.
It's been 2 years pent up.
They're well behaved, David.
They're well behaved until they're in the back of a police car. 312-981-7200. Just want to name, thank a couple of more vest donators, vest donors, those that donated to the Vestathon. Jill Piotrowski, Nancy Stumbaugh, Leonor Bohm, Joanne Urbanic, Jimmy Avila, Lawrence Gersey, and Lorraine Sicaro. Thank you for supporting our efforts to raise awareness and funds so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation could buy bulletproof vests and send out thank you notes with misspelling my last name.
Ouch.
C-O-C-K-B-E-R-G. You could say it at home because I'd like to be on the air next week. 312-981-7200. You get these calls. We got a text message last week, Igor, last time you were on.
Yeah.
No, it was a week after you were on. Tell Igor that while you were on, my daughter came over, saw my floors, thought I replaced my floors, and I've been using Igor's product for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And it brought the shine back. Why does that happen? What is in your product that makes that happen?
So, you know, David, the problem with a lot of over-the-counter cleaning products is that they really tout that they're able to leave your floor shiny after you've used them to clean your floors.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter if it's a wood floor, if it's a vinyl floor, a tile floor. What they're in essence doing is they're introducing oil and wax onto the surface in an effort to make your floor shiny. Well, the problem with all of that is that you have all of these oil and wax residue layers that sort of pile up after each use, and then you in essence encapsulate dust, debris, and dirt into each of those layers, and it really just creates a mess. So we had this caller, we really get a lot of calls during the week, but this particular lady called and she said, "Yeah, hi, I'm calling, I need an estimate to have my floors resanded."
And what is that typically, what investment is that in a house or size?
It's thousands of dollars.
Okay.
It's thousands of dollars. So she called, not asking us, you know, hey, I need some help. My floors are looking lifeless. I think they're, you know, maybe worn out, you know, whatever the case might be. She initially called and said, I need my floor sanded. So we went out to take a look, as we always do.
And you're more than willing to do that if the floor needs to be sanded.
We're a full-service flooring.
You did that in my house before we sold it.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
So we go out, we look at her floors, and it turns out that she doesn't actually need her floors sanded. She just needed her floors properly cleaned. So she was using a concoction of different cleaners. All the major
over-the-counter
brands.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Crap.
And a lot of it really just did a disservice to her floors, her hardwood floors specifically. And basically we came and we said, look, you know, you don't need your floors sanded. Your polyurethane coatings are fully intact. Your floors are lifeless and dingy and horrible looking simply because you're cleaning them incorrectly. So we said, forget the bucket of water, forget the mop, forget all this other stuff that you're doing. And we basically prescribed a remedy for her. But initially we came out and we actually did a deep cleaning process. And what a deep cleaning process basically is we take our high-speed buffers, we use our Mr. Floor cleaning products that we, you know, talk about on the show all the time, and we basically came in and we applied it to the floor and we sheared off all of the gunk that's on her floor.
How often does a floor in a normally occupied house, two kids, two husband, wife, two kids, a dog.
Yeah, an active home,
heavy traffic, kids in, kids out, friends in, friends out. How many years? Is it yearly? Is it 2-3 years? Is it 5 years that you recommend a deep cleaning from a professional cleaner?
You know, it's as needed. So the problem is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you have an active home, so you want to clean it more often because there's a lot of activity. Well,
sure.
Every time you clean it, if you're using the wrong products, you wind up actually introducing those oils and waxes, which then layer and layer and layer.
Makes it dirtier.
And makes it dirtier. And it becomes like a magnet for dirt and dust and debris. So our cleaning products are never going to leave anything behind. We don't have anything in the formulation that's going to leave your floor shiny per se. It's simply there to clean your floor and keep the polyurethane coating, which is what is protecting your wood floor, clean. And the sheen that's inherent in the polyurethane is really what drives the kind of the sheen of the floor. We don't want to introduce anything beyond that. And so our cleaning products are designed to clean it, keep it clean. You know, we're not going to leave a residue behind. And if you do have a residue, over time, our cleaning products will actually break through and remove all of that residue.
312-981-7200. We got some text questions here. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo lines. If you've got messed up floors, like we always get when you're in here,
yeah,
our listeners like to share their messed up floors. Text a picture to 312-981-7200. And there was a rumor I heard that MegaPros Joe's Tuchus implants.
Implants.
Say that 10 times. Amy's like, what do you say? They're implants. Tuchus implants. Yeah. Tuchus is a Yiddish word for buttocks. Have healed enough and the swelling's gone down for him to travel home this week. And rumor is he will be in here next weekend.
Fantastic.
So brace for impact. Because I won't be, because he will punch me in the chest with his ring. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mr. Floor talk after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any residue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about residue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Cleaning that residue is just...
You know, it was a minor slip-up.
Nothing gets by us.
But these these guys won't let it go.
We are Ed Belfour and Nett. We're Crawford. Back when he was in. Prior to falling downstairs.
Nothing gets past
Corey Crawford in his all-star year. Nothing gets past Benny in the booth. 312-981-7200. My God. I say send in pictures. We got 14 pictures coming in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Amy Kite, this is something for you. Igor, I have engineered bamboo floor. Which one of your products should I use to maintain the floor? Thanks, Michael, from 847. Amy Kite, your opinion of bamboo floors?
I hate bamboo floors.
That's what she said.
I hate bamboo floors.
Amy does not like bamboo floors.
Why? Why do you hate
I just don't like the look of it. I mean, I've seen issues with them in homes, and they were sold as being this awesome product, and they just weren't. It's like Berber carpeting. I'm sorry, I hate Berber carpeting too. So sorry, I'll get.
But in the late in the late 80s, early 90s, it was the hottest thing because everything was green and buy bamboo. Because it's sustainable and it grows like a weed. And you said, what do the Chinese do?
Yeah, so, David, it was...
Against Chinese people, but the Chinese
Overseas manufacturers, right. Basically what they were doing is, you know, so they have different standards for production and VOC compliance and all of those things than we do here.
Also known as lower standards or no standards at all. But go ahead.
Potentially, yeah. So it was sold and marketed as a green product, and the bamboo itself is green. It's the production of bamboo into flooring, into furniture, into other products, where the formaldehyde in the adhesives, in the plasticizers that's used specifically in flooring to kind of create that flooring plank out of bamboo was not great. And it was you know, we learned as an industry many, many years later that there were some issues there. A lot of those have been corrected in terms of the VOC compliance, but in the Midwest, specifically in Chicago, because of the, you know, significant temperature swings and humidity swings, bamboo does not fare well. It does not handle environmental change in the home. And that's what I think you're referring to.
Right.
All the problems you've seen, and we see them every single day. So bamboo is just not conducive for our environment. If you live in Arizona somewhere, perfectly fine. It'll be very, you know, consistent, and it won't gap, and it won't buckle, it won't do any of those crazy things.
But let's get back to their question, because they didn't call, they didn't send that in to hear me rant
about I hate it, it's crap. What type of product do you have to clean bamboo?
Yeah, so just use our wood floor cleaner on the bamboo floors, because those are sealed with polyurethane.
Mm-hmm.
And so our wood floor cleaner will do a great job. And David, as we always mention, use the promo code WGN at checkout for a nice offer on your very first order.
Discount. A nice discount. Renee in Chicago Ridge, you've got a question about your vinyl floors. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, how are you? Listen to you guys every Saturday. Oh, I have a question. At my work, I work at a hair salon, so there's a lot of traffic, especially with the salt and stuff and snow. Mm-hmm. They're glued down. We do clean them with a salt dissolvent cleaner, but they're always looked dull.
Yeah, and what
do
kind
they
of
have them like professionally cleaned? Would that take up all that
vinyl
residue?
Vinyl. So it all depends on what the vinyl is coated with. If it's an old school vinyl, like little squares, like a little 12x12 squares.
No, they're strips.
So it's vinyl plank.
Yes.
Okay. So vinyl plank.
It was glued down.
Mm-hmm.
Glued down vinyl plank at a hair salon.
Yeah, so, you know, they could be looking dull because of the chemicals that you're using to actually remove the salt. That'll actually dull them out because it'll compromise the top coating and kind of reduce the sheen of that coating.
Okay.
So I may recommend that you stop doing that. You can try our vinyl and laminate cleaner on those vinyl floors. We may be able to recondition the vinyl through the use of these products, and especially, again, more importantly, if you just stop the real harsh chemicals that you're using cleaner to remove the salt.
What do you do at the salon, Renee?
I'm an assistant to the owner, colors and stuff like that.
All right. Do you do any hair coloring?
I do. I put on all his hair coloring. Yes, I do.
Have you ever come across scalp pimples?
No.
I'm starting to get pimples on my scalp, Amy. I thought I'd had an expert here. I thought I would ask.
She's a hair colorist expert.
I got all excited. I heard a salon. Thought there was my opportunity.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I can't help you on that.
I asked a tough question. Amy's like, where the hell is this going? I don't know, Amy. Not a clue. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Renee, to see if it works in the salon. 312. Do you think I forecast what comes out of this mouth on this radio show?
No.
It just happens.
No and filter.
It just happens naturally.
Oh, well, there's a filter.
There's a little bit of a filter because I want to be invited back next week. I don't want to get the call from Mary. Hey, Ackberg, it's been a good run. 312-981-7200. Jim and Palos, what's going on? You got a hardwood floor question problem. Gouges in hardwood floor for Mr. Floor.
When I moved into this house, they had the floors refinished, but I put down wall-to-wall carpeting. Well, when they put it down, they used this pneumatic, I guess you would call it stapler, and I left some gouges in there. You know, can you, otherwise, you know, it's here and there. They ran out of the staples or something, and boom, they left gouges in the floor.
Yeah.
So can, and I plan on getting out of this house when I can find something I want to buy, but can you use a filler in there, plastic wood, or, and then sand it off, or do you have to replace that little section with a piece of hardwood flooring?
Generally speaking, if it's just denting in the floor, if it's not completely broken through, you can have that floor refinished. And there are certain wood filler materials that are used. You know, we use them prior to doing the final sanding. So you do the rough or the initial sanding. You can use some of these filler materials, and then you do the fine sanding. And in most cases, that'll take care of those dents and gouges. If it's significant, some of those boards may have to come out, but generally it's just a refinishing.
Mm-hmm. And then I had a question for David.
Sure.
I own a condominium. I've owned it for maybe 12 years. It's always been a rental. I'm not sure how many units are rentals. I want to sell it. I'm getting, you know, long in the tooth, shall we say.
Yeah.
I don't want to... it's worth between, I'd say, $105,000 and $115,000.
Okay.
And I've had one renter in there. She's been there for 7 years, and I haven't raised her rent. I could get more money, but I don't want to. I don't want to bother right. with it.
Show's over in an hour and a half. So what's your question?
Will they write mortgages on what percentage of the units have? Can be rentals, and they'll still write a mortgage on it.
Well, typically, the more you put down, the less of a factor it is. So if the person's buying it, we could get it, if the building's FHA approved, right, it's typically less than 10% FHA, and we can do spot approvals now, Amy, on condos,
yep.
Which is fun. It's typically, depending upon the agency, 20% ownership, but we've got others that are looking, other lenders that just look at the borrower. And you know, as long as it's greater than 50%, you got a good shot. But it's case by case, Amy.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to add is an investor may purchase it with the tenant in there. So yes. In which case, that's not going to matter. So
yeah,
you know
you
that
maybe an investor. But if it's over 50% rentals, they won't write a mortgage.
No, if it's under 50%, if it's over 50% rental, you're going to have a greater of a challenge to get a mortgage. Somebody will write the paper if you're qualified. You're going to pay more, and it's going to be a little more challenging trying to find a home, especially on a $50,000 mortgage if you're bringing in 50% on a $105,000 condo.
So what you do is you have an investor who buys it with their line of credit,
correct.
And then they put that into their line, and they take the money out against it. It's not a big deal.
If you have the line of credit.
Yeah, you're looking for an investor.
Yeah, you're looking for an investor to get involved.
That's what I assumed, yeah.
All right, Jimmy, I got to hit a break here, buddy. But thanks for calling the show.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Jeff and Palos, real quick. Go, we got 16 seconds before the break.
Okay, I was wondering, can you use that product on kitchen cabinet doors?
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, we actually have a wood cabinetry cleaner at MrFloor.com that is absolutely perfect for kitchen cabinets.
And Jimmy, Jeff, hang on for your free complimentary cabinet cleaner so you can check it out and then tell all your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors.
Yep.
If you'd like to buy that and try it, you can go to MrFloor.com, enter promo code WGN. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got Mike Houston. Sitting very, very, very patiently.
I'm very patient.
Very patiently.
But I'm grounded.
No, you're not. Well, you got scolded. We will address that. Coming out of the break, we're talking roofing, especially specifically tile roofing from one of our texters, and then we'll talk about the scolding you received from another one of our texters who says 89 lashes for your comment for our experienced homeowner in Central Illinois. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Annette's been hanging on for a long time, so we're going to go to you first and over to Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. What's up, Annette? You've got a question.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Long time WGN listener, and I'm glad to have you, David, and then your guest, Amy, on the air. And I guess what I really wanted to point out was I lost my home during a fraud foreclosure, and I just wanted to put out there that it's not as easy as a 1-2-3.
Okay.
How you put it. Like, you do this, 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 this. It doesn't work that way unless you have maybe some high-profile attorney on your end.
Thank you for listening. And you don't need a high profile attorney. You need an attorney that understands real estate law to protect you to what you're doing. I think what Amy said was make sure that you have somebody read the papers that you're signing, because back in 08, Amy, there were a lot of scumbags out there that were coming in with this foreclosure rescue program, and they were screwing people out of their homes, but it wasn't a title type of deal. It was blatant fraud. And
That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, have you recovered?
The house is gone after 34 years, but I'm working on recovering.
Okay. Well, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's you calling in. So that's a positive. That's a good start. So you had a question for Mr. Floor, Where Vinyl Meets the Carpet? It should be the name of your new book.
That's awesome. No, yeah, I was asking, like, should you do, like, a, what do you call that?
Transition?
That goes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, so there are two ways to handle transitions from carpet to other surfaces. You can either, what's referred to as turn and tack the carpet, where you literally fold the carpet a little bit under itself and then kind of tack it down so that it meets flush with the secondary surface, or you can in fact install a small threshold. It could be a variety of different materials, from metal to wood to vinyl, and it just overlays on top of the carpet and kind of overlaps onto the adjacent surface a little bit and kind of protects both edges.
Oh, do you have a preference?
It's really just personal preference. It's you know, what matches the best. I mean, if you have vinyl, you may want to use a vinyl. If you have linoleum, you may want to use vinyl or metal. You know, if you want a nice custom wood piece, you can, you know, you can have somebody come out and fabricate a piece for you, or we'd be happy to do it as well. So it's very subjective. It's personal preference.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Annette, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Mike, going to take a break now. So we got a longer stretch to the break. So that didn't make any sense. We have a break now. So when we come back, we'll have a longer run into the top of the hour break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be back in about 2.5-3 minutes.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report, it's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction, because that other one probably takes you to a porn site or something.
I would say be careful how you type it, because it would take you to a very unique set of sites, and then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Stephen Rouge, Bonnie Stanchui, Roger Sroka, Daniel Goldberg, Barbara Uman, and Terry Maderick for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vestathon, where we raised over $250,000, up to $250,000 to buy over 400 vests. So thank you very much for all of your support. Here you go, Mike Houston.
Finally.
I know. 1058 from 773. David, thank you for correcting the man who said little old lady. That would be you. Not pointing you out or throwing you or just like putting a target on you.
Without reference.
That was Mike Houston. Very degrading description. Thank you for saying experienced as the correct way to address a group of people who have done a lot of living. Thank you for helping her without expecting anything for yourself. Please send that youngster, you in quotes, so you know it's serious, Dexter.
I am a youngster.
To the timeout and have him write, get ready, I will never again be rude and disrespectful to the segment of society that deserves my respect 89 times.
I already have done it 74.
That's right, because you've had an hour to do it. So
a lot of time.
And you stand corrected, and you did do, you know, we're apologetic. So I corrected. I tried to catch you, but it already slipped through the five hole, and you let it out there, and I had to catch it. All right, 630. Can Lindholm Roofing inspect a concrete tile roof? What is a concrete tile roof, and is that predominantly done on residential, commercial, or both?
Residential primarily. Concrete tile roofs are actually not that common, but we know a lot about them, and we do inspect and do repairs and replacements as well. Replacements are, of course, pricey. A lot of times we've taken off concrete roofs and put asphalt shingle roofs on, or cedar roofs on, or even composite roofs on.
Just by its nature and the sound, concrete would sound like it would be a heavier. I know zero about roofing, obviously, as you know, because you've been in my house looking at my roof numerous times when I thought I had a problem, and you're just like, it's mental. Go see your psychiatrist because there's nothing wrong with your roof.
How many times have I told you that?
4 or 5 times, okay. 100. But speed dial, and you're number 6 on my speed dial. So I just said nice. 6, and you're like, you go see a doctor. So how is the tile, concrete tile, heavier than a regular asphalt tile? And does that extra weight, if there is any extra weight, put extra added burden on the house?
It is heavier. It's quite a bit heavier. It's anywhere from 1,500 to as much as 2,000 pounds per 100 square feet compared to an asphalt shingle that might be 2.25, 250 for some of the heavier ones. It does put extra burden on the house, but the homes were built to withstand the weight over the course of time.
Okay, so the engineer that built the home...
And they were built in the 1920s and 30s, and they're built strong.
It's not that clay roof. We're talking actual, what's the adobe roofs? What are those called?
Those are clay.
Is that the right way to say it?
No, they're clay. They're clay. Baked clay tiles.
Are those as heavy as the concrete tiles?
They're similar in weight, yes.
Okay, so the engineer or the architect that drew up the house, to went in for permits, factored all that in and got a permit for that type of heavy roof. Okay, what is wrong with that?
What's impressive is when I crawl into attics and I see the way they built these roofs back at the turn of the century with the wood, with true 2x6s and true 2x8s, and it's just absolutely amazing how strong they're built and how people could take apart those homes and, if they can salvage it, build another home with them. And the wood that you pull out of these attics is better than the wood you buy now at any outlet store.
Really?
It's better. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% right, Mike. I mean, you know, we see it in flooring as well. The flooring, well, we refer to it as old growth.
Old growth.
Right, versus new. So, you know, we saw turn of the century 12, 14, 16-foot long floor planks. Those don't exist anymore. You can't get them.
Old floor growth, or I'm saying old wood growth. You know, now they're feeding growth hormones to the wood. The wood is growing quicker. The grain is not as tight. The wood is not as good. It's amazing what we pull off of roofs sometimes. We pull cedar shingles that are underneath 2 or 3 layers of asphalt shingles, and we look at those old cedar shingles that are still performing underneath all that asphalt, and we compare it to a new shingle, and the grain is so much tighter in the old cedar shingle than it is in the new cedar shingle.
Because the tree that they knocked down was older, instead of repurposing, instead of knocking down the trees shorter period of time, is that what's going on?
They're harvesting and manufacturing these shakes they're just newer, younger trees, and they're feeding growth hormones to them to try to make them bigger.
But where do you get those growth hormones?
Oh, geez, I don't know. That's a silly question.
No, I think it's a great question. Because I've got some trees that I want to get on some steroids and to grow a little faster. I'll determine what's a silly question. I think that is a tremendously great question.
It's a good question because I can't answer
it. That's right. That's why you think it's silly. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So what do you do with concrete tile when you take it off of a building? It just goes right in the landfill, or can you repurpose that?
You can repurpose it. There are companies out there that will buy it and store it and then use it for repairs. If this is a tile roof, a concrete tile roof that can be repaired, we simply repair it. We do have tiles in stock. We can get most tiles that are out there.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. If you have any roofing challenges, send your roof pictures of your roof or your siding or your asphalt shingles, the discoloration of the asphalt shingles. What does that tell you? If it used to be brown, now it's beige. If it used to be dark gray, now it's light gray, or it's white. What does that tell you as a roofer?
It's older, bleached. The granules that are embedded in the shingles, whether they be copper or zinc or any other type of algae resistant, chemical reacting killer of the algae, it has worn off and gone away. Most shingles have a 10, maybe sometimes a 12 or even 15 year manufacturer's warranty on the algae resistant or discoloring.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it goes away over the course of time. It just runs off.
When I sold my house, prior to selling my house that Amy sold in 4 days, I had algae growing on the shingles. I went out, got that wet and forget, pumped it, sprayed it on there. Amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing what it did. The green turned gray, turned black, and then it rained, it fell off. And I didn't have to worry about it because it was an ugly algae on there. I'm like, where the hell did this come from? So I called up Lou. Lou's like, it's amazing. So I went out, got a pump sprayer.
Yeah, he talks about it all the time.
I got a pump sprayer.
Yeah.
Me and my pump sprayer. And I was out there pump spraying this stuff, and I got a hose, and boom. I don't know what they put in there, but it's amazing. And if you have that, that helps, I would assume, help your roof out.
We treat cedar shingle roofs with wet and forget.
You do?
We do, yeah. We treat asphalt shingle roofs with wet and forget.
Wow. What about fencing? It's probably a good product.
We don't do the fencing, or you can use that wet and forget on driveways and sidewalks and patios, and you just spray it on. Usually it takes a couple of applications,
mm-hmm.
but it is good stuff.
And you literally wet and you forget.
You wet and forget and let Mother Nature wash it off.
Do her magic.
Yep.
So we were talking earlier about the cost of wood going up and all of the wood products coming out of Russia, the country that invaded their neighboring country and blew it and blowing everything up and making a mess out of everything and causing a humanity challenge down there for all of the residents of Ukraine. Fight on, fight strong. But they're closing down products. I mean, we basically are trying to destroy their economy as an economic shot to them for what they're doing to the poor people of Ukraine. And they fired back this week. Okay, we're going to keep our piece of crap cars that we buy or build here that are terrible anyway. But the wood products. And the first two guys I thought of with wood products was Igor, because it's Mr. Floor, and you, because you use plywood on roofs. And it's a major expense to replace an entire roof. You got to do some plywood upgrades and some replacement and some repair.
My wood use is not the same as Igor's. Igor is using a much higher quality flooring wood, whereas I'm using more of an exterior grade plywood or pine. But nevertheless, we're all affected by this Ukraine-Russian
nonsense. Yeah. Right. Ridiculous.
But plywood costs are going up. Asphalt shingle costs are going up. Look at the price of a gallon of gas. Asphalt shingles are, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, asphalt shingles are a asphalt-based product. Barrel of oil is who knows what
$100
now.
To $150 a barrel.
Prices are going up.
Right.
I mean, we have no control. We're going to get hit with a 9 to 21% increase. But that's not just us. That's every roofer out there. If you're on the fence, if you're thinking about putting a roof on this year, please save yourself some money and do it now.
Right, and get ahead of
that
it.
That's a sales pitch, I guess, but
it's not a sales pitch. It's common sense.
It's real.
It's common sense. Costs of everything are going up, and if you're going to do some work, get it done and get it booked now. Get your pricing fixed and get that on the books, because it's going to be more expensive, just like rates. I was telling Amy, right? One of her realtors called me up and said, "Hey, it was a couple weeks ago. It was a Thursday. Hey, have rates gone up since Monday?" Okay, I'm like, "Rates haven't stopped going up since January 1st." Yeah. I'm just like, yeah. I guarantee you one thing: rates are going to be higher next Friday than they are this Monday. Okay, how do I know that? Because we were on a runaway freight train the other way. Okay, you started the year at 3.25. We're at 4.25, 4.5. And you got a better shot of hitting 5.5 than you do hitting 2.5. Igor?
One thing I just wanted to mention to pick up on what Mike was just saying, you know, petroleum-based products, right? I mean, you
anything.
So we're all sort of complaining, you know, the gas prices are going up, and it's a legitimate concern. I mean,
sure.
They're up, whatever, 30, 40% year over year. But, you know, in Mike's industry and in my industry in flooring, you know, anything petroleum-based, I mean, you're talking about all of our coatings.
Everything.
Right?
Plastic bottles.
Our sandpapers. You know, your asphalt shingle. So anything that's petroleum-based, it's all affected by what's happening in the world right now and what is happening with energy prices in general.
And it gets passed on. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got to hit the news and the traffic and the weather at the top of the hour. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to come back with more roofing talk with Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing after news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Be back after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you to Mark Ziegler, Diane Maher, Judith O'Hare, Mary and Charlie Smith, Judith Romans, and Kathy Warchowski for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vestathon that we had a couple weeks back that raised a total of $250,000. 312-981-7200. In studio with me, we have Amy Kite. Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they reach out to you?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at mrfloor.com.
Mike Houston, whose 19-year-old daughter's name of your 19-year-old daughter?
Melanie.
Melanie is listening at home right now. Hello, Melanie. Your father's doing a tremendous job. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team at Lindholm Roofing, how do they reach out to your team?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
We have Kim in Elgin, who's been on hold for a long time. Thank you for holding and being patient, Kim. 7-year-old house, asphalt shingles are changing colors. That's what it says on my call screen. Can you elaborate?
Sure. It actually looks like a patchwork quilt. People who have never seen my house before go, "Have you had roof repairs?" Some of the shingles are one color, some of them are another color. It wasn't like that when we bought the house. It's a brand new, we built the home. And when you just said, someone just said something about if it's like there's a 10-year warranty on shingle color, I'm wondering if I can maybe get some help figuring out who manufactured the shingles.
Michael?
That is sometimes tricky, but it can be done. There are telltale signs of who the manufacturer is. We would just have to come out and take a look.
Okay.
But yes, you shouldn't have that much staining or discoloration after only 7 years. I mean, again,
I did the math after I called. It's probably pushing 8 or not, maybe 9 in the fall, but it's under 10 for sure.
Sure. Nevertheless, do you have a lot of shade trees around the home?
Nope, none. Direct sun.
This might be a manufacturer defect, mm-hmm. Not so much a algae or stain issue.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a brand new subdivision. There's no trees tall enough to shade the house.
Uh-oh. Looks like you're going to Elgin, Mike.
Yep, looks like I'm taking a drive.
Kim, I'll tell you what. Mike will be out there this week to analyze your roof. How's that?
That'd be awesome.
Lindholm will be out there later this week.
Lindholm Roofing. Maybe not Mike, but a representative from Lindholm.
Why you got to volunteer, Mike?
Because he likes traveling.
I do like traveling.
$4.80 a gallon in his truck. He loves that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kim, but hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice that our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, type in promo code WGN and get a discount on their first order. So Mike could contact you after the show, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. John in Calumet City, you got a question for Mike?
Yes, I do. I have a Chicago-style two-flat, 20 by 50, needs a new roof, and the top 3 feet need to be re-tuck pointed. And I want an approximate high-end cost to get all that rehab done on the roof.
Is it 30 by 50, you said, Mike? John?
20 by 50.
20 by 50, sorry.
20 by 50.
Got it, sorry. 20 by 50. Okay. So can I just recap here? John?
Let's review.
Let's review. John in Calumet City has got a two-unit property, 20 by 50, with the top 3 feet redone with some high-end stuff.
What he's talking about is the parapet wall around the perimeter of the building, correct? The tuck pointing?
The parapet is the top part of the brick?
Yes.
Yeah, that tip, you know, you see it all over Chicago.
Right, okay, so you want a high-end ballpark estimate. I don't like giving ballpark estimates, but I will and I do. So
I don't, but I will and I will.
But he doesn't like it. I will and I do, but I don't like it. You know, certainly sight unseen. There's a lot of different factors.
Ballpark it.
$25,000, and that's a high ballpark estimate.
Now, what if I have the money to put a solar panel on that roof? Is that a good idea? And then how much is that?
So the solar panel is not my field of expertise, but I know that there are solar panel companies, and I think we have a sponsor at the show
that
can easily get a hold of you and give you an estimate for that and give you the best advice. And yes, solar panels are installed on flat roofs as well as, and I'm sure you've seen them, on some asphalt shingle roofs as well.
All right, John, any other questions?
Yeah, so if I did the entire thing and the solar panel, it'd probably be $50,000.
I don't know if it'd be that much, but you just need a real estimate. You need, 20 by 50 is only 1,000 square feet. There's walls, there's other little factors. Again, you asked me for a ballpark, and I'm not going to undercut you. I'm going to give you a high one,
right,
to give you an idea of what your max exposure is. And if it turns out to be $20,000, wonderful. If all the walls don't need to be rebuilt, the 3 feet, then, again, it could be less. If there's no wood decking that needs to be replaced, if there's only 1 inch of roofing material, not 8, like we sometimes find. You know how hard it is to take off 8 inches of roofing on some of these Chicago two flats?
Don't know. There. And trust me, I do not want to ever
don't
find out.
You want to be a roofer today.
Right. No shot. Hang on, Johnny. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, and it's Modern Mill Solar is a solar company that is our solar partner here on the show. Okay, bud? And we'll get you that number as well. So hang tight. 312-981.
We'll be in touch, John.
Real quick, Floyd has a question about waterproofing of sunlight. Then we're going to hit a break. Floyd, how are you?
Real good. Hey, Mike, help me out with this. I got a house. I want to put a translucent roof on it. I've seen some of these UPS vehicles. They've got a roof in there. You don't even have to turn the light on in the daylight. A guy opened up the cargo door. I could see right in there through it. Now, how can you get that waterproof and still make it look good? I don't want to use a bunch of tar on it because it's going to look, it'll waterproof it, but it looks terrible. I've heard of something called silicone.
You want a translucent roof.
That's right, for the sunlight. You know, I'll tell you what I want it for. Because you can get in there, it'll be like for the attic. You can locate things in the daylight without ever having to turn the light on a sunny day.
How about some skylights?
Skylights, exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now maybe I misspoke when I said roof. Just get some skylights, might be good too.
The skylights would be your best option.
Yeah, but the thing I want to get at is they keep it waterproof. Like I said, I could use a bunch of tar. It would look terrible. What about this silicone? I've never used it.
If you put new skylights on a roof, you should not need to use silicone if they are properly installed and they are good product.
Are you thinking of doing this yourself, Floyd, or getting somebody
Absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. That's why I bought the place. I want to do it myself.
All right.
I want to get in there and bring this place back up like I want it. And okay. It's going to come to code and all that. But you say to have someone, I'd rather do it myself. You know what? I might have to just go ahead and just muddle through and just trial and error, make mistakes, and learn as I go.
You know what? If you took some... If you took some of the roofing off, you went down to the bare deck, you cut the hole approximate or proper for the product you buy. There are some just basically plexiglass covers that you could use. They're kind of domed so that the water runs off of them. And if you install it correctly and you flash it correctly, and it sounds like you might have an idea of what you're trying to accomplish and do, and you even sound capable of doing it, go for it. You could achieve what you want.
You're bringing an expert after you screw it up. If you screw it up.
There it is. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Thank you again. Bye.
All right, hang on, buddy. We'll send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. He hung up. Okay. I guess they don't like their complimentary Mr. Floyd cleaning product. I guess he must be making his own cleaning product in the basement. Mr. Do-it-himself-er.
Well, if he's a do-it-yourselfer, he's going to love the cleaning product. Because that's a do-it-yourself kind of thing.
Too late now.
He did say translucent roof. I'm visualizing a whole roof of plexiglass.
Yeah, that would not be good.
And then he was going to caulk it up.
Right. Yeah. In the beginning, I was like, whoa, that's something new. So,
not a good idea.
He meant the skylights.
Skylights.
Yeah.
Good.
That makes sense.
That was a good answer, good question.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're coming back speed round here. We have text questions coming in for everybody from all over the place. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro call, text, and photo line. MegaPro's Joe will be back hopefully the next week or two. I think next week. So we are eagerly expecting his return. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some person invited me, David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine.
I got to work on the fist tapping thing.
No, you got to work on the bike riding thing.
Now, that's not a pickup line.
That's nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Here we go with the text line. For you, Amy. Luis in Chicago thinks his friend is dealing with a sketchy realtor, wants Amy's help. How often do you come across that?
It does happen. I mean, we wouldn't have ethics and continuing education if it didn't. So it can happen, but we can have a conversation and find out.
312-981-7200. We had a caller on this, Igor, as well.
Yep.
Renee in Chicago Ridge called. Oh, that was the caller. Sorry. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Here's a good one. 219. Why can't anyone get a super high gloss like a basketball court finish?
You can. Absolutely. When we do basketball courts, we use a basketball court finish. It's a gym type finish, and it comes in a 95 degree gloss level, which is one of the highest you can get. And if you want that to be your living room and dining room floor, we'll even paint some game lines for
there
you.
There you go. There you go.
How many basketball courts have you done?
We've done a bunch.
Well, you were the official floor company for the Bulls way back when.
Yeah, Mr. Floor was the official sponsor for the Chicago Bulls for about 5 years. So
until that money ran out. That ain't cheap. I know that.
I'll tell you, it
looked good on the side of a truck.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time with the Bulls. They're a fantastic organization, and it was a great run with them.
I understand. Amy and I understand.
Why are you winking at me?
We understand, because there is an investment that goes behind that official flooring company. And
yes, sir.
Or they like the Benjamins to go behind it. 630, what does a residential inspection generally cost, Mr. Houston?
If the inspection is for purposes of relocation or maybe because the inspector could not get on the roof, it's usually a minimum charge, anywhere from $175 to $350. Depends on the size of the house, depends on how long we might be there. But if you're asking for an inspection for the purpose of obtaining an estimate for work that needs to be done, it's free.
All right. There you go. Just we have two text messages regarding the same thing. 920 texter just scheduled a metal roof. Two explanation points. And 847 needs a new roof considering metal. So compare and contrast metal to concrete to asphalt tile.
Metal is a lightweight product. You're not going to put concrete on a building that doesn't have the structural capability of holding it up long term. Metal is going to be more expensive than asphalt shingles. Metal is a Class A fire rating, which helps with your insurance. Metal is more and more common and used recently. It's a good product. You have to find someone that knows how to install it.
Does it last longer than asphalt?
It should. I believe that it comes with a 50-year warranty from the manufacturer, but that doesn't include color because that does fade over the course of time.
Is it louder when it rains
and hail
and all that? Because that's my biggest thing. Whenever I walk into a building that has a metal roof, right? And, you know, pole barns, you know.
Walking into a lot of pole barns.
I specifically, before going, I investigate to make sure they have metal roofs. When it rains, it's louder walking in, and it's louder on the inside. Is there a buffer for residential and commercial, and are they not using them?
There are buffers that can be used. You could put a light or thin insulation, 3/8 or maybe even 1/2 inch. You have to go with manufacturer's recommendations of what you can put under them. Obviously, there's a felt underlayment, but if it's on a residential home, that sound has to go through the roof, the underlayment, the decking, the insulation, and the drywall on the inside. It's not really as loud as you think, unless you're looking up at the bare wood ceiling that is actually undersized of the actual roof deck.
Okay, so those are taken into consideration on a normal house. Is the cost, you said it was more expensive, but do they last longer?
They do last longer in theory. I haven't seen a metal roof we haven't really compared the lifespan of a metal roof to a asphalt shingle roof, and asphalt shingle roofs are becoming more and more durable and more long-lasting, so it's really hard for me to say.
And before the break, I know this is like metal roof time here, but can you apply a coating if it starts to dull due to the sun? Can you apply some type of paint or coating to bring that metal roof back?
The original coating is going to be a baked-on enamel finish, which would typically not peel or flake off. After 30 years, if you want to put a new coating on, it would have to be hand-painted or rolled on, and it would be a lot more susceptible to peeling off, but at least it would look
good.
Look good.
Okay.
And then I could change the color of my roof.
Yeah. And it could change the dynamic. Go ahead.
But, Mike, what about the overall look? I mean, I don't know if people would want a metal roof on their residence necessarily, right? I mean, is it a different look?
They'd have to drive around and find one and look at it to see if it fits what their expectations.
The style of the home, maybe?
There's some nice-looking metal roofs.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some very really nice-looking.
Yep.
Yeah, snob. You know, metal roof snob. Who the hell is doing that?
Someone's buying something that, you know, they want to know what it looks like. Even when you buy an asphalt shingle, I tell people, drive around to this house.
Different colors.
Yeah.
I'm just referring to the texture of it, right? I mean, you know, like you have a French country home or a
it's a look.
Colonial home.
Changes the look.
I would think of it as more of a contemporary type of a look, and it may not fit an older style home, for example.
Yep. And you have to watch your associations and make certain that the association's going to allow you to do it.
And I would make sure that my wife likes it, because if she likes it, we're getting a metal roof. 312-981-72. Right, Amy?
Yeah, well, you'd never come up with the idea anyway. She would. So I wouldn't worry about it.
She'd be like, what do you think? I'm like, why are you asking me? 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That is where you want to go. We've got a question here. Jack in, can you please tell me how to look up a mortgage again? Go to the county website and get the recorder's office, and you should be able to look it up there. And if you have trouble there, we can help you. 312-981-7200. Go to WGN david.com. Amy, there was a texter that basically says, I'm looking to buy and sell, and I cannot locate it here. It's right in front of me, and I can't find it. That wanted to buy and... Oh, here it is. Sorry. For Amy and David, should one have the same realtor, okay, when selling and buying a home? We are back in the market after a two-year COVID hiatus. We reside 4 miles from Valparaiso and are staying in the area. Thank you. So what are your thoughts about using the same realtor on the buy and on the sell?
Well, some don't want to... Some agents who list a property may not help you where you're looking to buy, depending upon how far away you're going to move. So it may be a situation where the agent won't help you. It is nice, especially if you've got to deal with contingencies, that everything is under one roof.
And it's 4 miles away from the current home in Valparaiso. So you would think your realtor selling your house.
Would, yeah.
And you have a connection of realtors.
Absolutely.
In Valpo. So you will reach out to this listener. Rick and Aurora, how are you?
Fine. It's fine, David. How are you?
Good, buddy. Got a question for Igor, Mr. Floor.
Yes, I do, sir. Go ahead. Okay. On the show before your show, Mr. Fix-It with Lou Manfredini.
Yep.
Whenever people call up and they ask about, you know, for cleaning their floors, he recommends this brand called Rejuvenate. So I'm wondering what Mr. Floor, how he feels, well, what's his take on that Rejuvenate? I know he's going to say his is number one. That's fine. I use his. I'm just curious what he thinks about the Rejuvenate brand.
So, you know, I love Lou. I think Lou is a walking encyclopedia.
Here it comes.
I have to respectfully disagree with Lou on the Rejuvenate product. What we find, and this comes directly from our, you know, clients that have, you know, used it and then call us, not because we've recommended it, because they used it on their own, and then they call us because they're having problems. The problem with Rejuvenate is that it is designed to kind of restore your floor by introducing almost a diluted polyurethane onto the surface of the floor. And unless you're applying it absolutely evenly with even strokes, you're going to get a patchy looking floor. And there's no easy way to remove the Rejuvenate product once you do that. So unless you really know what you're doing, we don't really recommend that somebody go out and just kind of squirt it onto the floor and just start, you know, running a mop across it, because the results generally are not consistent enough, and people inevitably will wind up calling us and asking us, you know, for recommendations of what to do afterwards.
And as you know from cleaning thousands of feet of floor, Mike, each stroke is different, right? So we're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product so you could try it out yourself. 312-981-7200. 847, thank you for this one. My grandmother used to say, when it rains, it sounds like skeletons are screwing on the roof. So there you go. Okay. thank you for sharing. 312-981-7200. 847, I've seen advertising for coatings of asphalt roof to make them last longer. What do you think of those, Mr. Roofing Expert?
There are a lot of different coatings out there that will rejuvenate the exposed surface of the roof without having to replace it. A lot of them are reflective, so that the ultraviolet rays of the sun do not continue to destroy, damage, or dry out the asphalt emollients in the product. So there's a lot of different good reflective products that can be used.
All right, and we have one that says right here, hang on. It is not loud, I'm assuming meaning the metal roofing. The wood is right on the plywood. It cannot vibrate. Something similar to what you were saying earlier about metal roofs.
There's dampers built in.
All right. That surprises me. 312-981-7200. Gary in Glenview, you have a question for Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing.
Yes, please. Hi. David saved me so much money on a rate and term refi on my primary residence. I need to spend it somewhere, and I want to put it on a roof on a rental property I have. I have a roof that is over a patio, and it separates the house from the detached garage. It's a modified bitumen. Maybe 6 years ago, the previous owner had put a white substance on it, but didn't prepare the roof ahead of time. It needs to be replaced. What is my next step, or what's my course of action to get it back into a good-looking condition?
Let's set up a time to come out and take a look at it, measure it, give you an estimate, evaluate what we can evaluate when we're there, and you will get an estimate to have the roof replaced with a good product.
Sounds like a plan of action.
Where's the property in Glenview, Gary?
No, that's my primary residence. The house is in Skokie.
Okay.
We go there as well, of course.
Yeah, that's within your service area. All right, hang tight, Gary, and thanks for the opportunity to refinance your house and save you a ton of money so you could hire Mike and Lindholm Roofing to replace a roof on a investment property. We're going to take a quick break, 312-981-7200. Hang on for your Mr. Floor complimentary cleaning product. You go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN. Don't text WGN to our text line because you're not going to get any discount. We're not selling your cleaning product on our text line, because somebody, we had three or four texters texting WGN. Okay, well, if you're expecting a flooring product, cleaning product coming from that, you're going to wait a long time. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to MrFloor.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades, I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe with his Tuchus implants will be back hopefully next weekend. 312-981-7200. We have a friend of ours, Amy Ramblin' Ray, who's doing something special. He's collecting blankets for the victims of the atrocities that's happening over in Ukraine, and your office is a drop-off. My office is a drop-off in Northbrook. If you have blankets, old blankets, and I think coats as well, or is it just blankets? I think
it's just blankets.
It's predominantly blankets. These are the locations. If you have blankets that you want to donate, that will be shipped to the families that are coming off trains because their homes are being bombed out by some lunatic dictator in Russia. This is my word speaking, not the thoughts of WGN. This is David Hochberg from my heart. You could drop them off at Alderman Ray Lopez's 15th Ward office, which is located at 6412 South Ashland in Chicago. Amy's office, which is located at 501 Peterson Road, Suite 200 in Libertyville, and I just lost it. My office, which is located at 3100 Dundee Road, Suite 906. And with Friendly Ford. And I'm going to locate it again because I lost it, and we'll say it. Amy Kite, we have one here. Amy Kite, question for Amy. I'm a real estate attorney and wonder why 98%, the guy's got an abacus, or this gal's got an abacus up in his or her office, of the contracts I see come across my desk are missing the buyer and or seller's address and phone number. We have an upset real estate attorney. What's going on there, Amy Kite?
Yes, especially the phone number. The address maybe not as important. At least on our end, we wouldn't have an issue sharing that as much as the phone numbers, just because we don't want the other side of the deal to have that phone number. So I think that's probably why you're not finding email addresses and phone numbers are not put on those contracts.
And it would be helpful.
Yeah, and what we do is we attempt to put them in the email that goes over so that they aren't physically on the contract with the contract that goes to the attorney. So they do have the contact info.
312-981-7200. The other locations are, again, repeating, our friend Ramblin' Ray is collecting blankets to send over to Ukraine so the families that come off the trains because their homes are no longer there because some lunatic, again, this is my words, not WGN's words, are bombing them and blasting them out of their homes. You could drop them off at Alderman Ray Lopez's office, 6412 South Ashland, Keller Williams, Amy's office at 501 Peterson Road, Suite 200, Libertyville, Friendly Ford, 333 East Irving Park in Roselle, Foxfire Restaurant in Geneva, 17 West State Street, Geneva. My office, which is located at 3100 Dundee Road, Suite 906 in Northbrook. And Alderman Anthony Napolitano's office, the 41st Ward office, 7442 North Harlem in Chicago. If you've got any old blankets that you want to donate to the families coming off trains because they're home and their families are getting bombed by some lunatic, again, my opinion, not the opinion of WGN, in Russia, some dictator. We are going out to, real quick, Denise in Northlake. How are you?
Hi, how are you? This is in regards to the Lindholm gentleman there. I had one of your salesmen come. His name is Tom Kapersky, And I knew I'd like him right away because he had a Mr. Fix-It hat on, and he needs a new one because it's all worn out. And that's how I found out about Lindholm. I called Lou's show because I have a low-profile roof, so I'm going to have the Duralast product installed. So one other question I have is, what size is your plywood that you apply on a roof?
Your plywood on the roof, Mike.
A typical sheet of plywood is 4 feet by 8 feet. Obviously, we use it to, we cut it to fit if we need to replace. In regards to the thickness, anywhere from, you're not going to find 1/4 or 3/8 inch plywood on a roof deck, but 1/2 inch, 3/4, 5/8, just depends. We match. But
right, exactly.
Code, I believe, is going to be 1/2 inch.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Could you make sure your salesman gets a hat?
I'll try everything I can to get Tommy a hat. Yeah.
Is that a Mr. Fix-It?
No, he was awesome. He was the best. Thank you for him.
Is that a Mr. Fix-It hat?
It is.
Yes. It is.
All right. Well, then we got to go to Lou. I think I got a connection on that. Tell Tommy to call me. I'll see what I could do. I know somebody.
Tommy's listening right now.
Hang on, Denise. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I use Mr. Floor Cleaner product. I use Mr. Floor Cleaner. Last week, here's a thing that didn't happen too often until 2 years ago. Last week, hand sanitizer spilled on the floor. Dun-dun-dun. Alcohol. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately wiped with a paper towel. White haze developed right away. Not sure if finish has been compromised.
Yeah, so it's an alcohol-based cleaner. It's generally 70, in some cases 80% alcohol in those hand sanitizers. So, you know, even though they got to it pretty quickly, I don't know if it's permanently ruined. Those white spots generally just the residue. It may have eaten some of the the old cleaning products. It may have been actually residually sitting on the surface. It may have compromised the coating, but time will tell. And, you know, maybe give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. And if you still need help with that, we'd be happy to come on and maybe do a little touch-up for you.
Amy Kite, give a little nugget of knowledge before you leave, before the end of the show. Go.
Sure. We have a real estate scholarship program for people who are interested in getting into real estate. So you can go to ilrealestatescholarship.com, and we are looking to add a few more agents to our team. So reach out to us, 847-877-9881, or Amy will sell your home.com.
Mike Houston, 20 seconds, go.
I know we've touched on this a little bit, but price increases are coming. So if you are someone who's on the fence, just for your own financial gain, make a decision and get something going. If you want to reach Lindholm Roofing, 1-888-476-6337. That's 1-888-4-ROOFER or lindholmroofing.com.
Igor, 20 seconds, go.
So I just would like to remind everybody to protect their investment. You know, wood floors and tile floors and laminate floors and vinyl floors, I mean, they're expensive. You know, you're investing into your home, you're investing into your floor coverings. It's very important that you maintain them correctly. We feel our line of cleaning products will do an absolutely perfect job. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN and protect your investment.
Thanks for listening. Blake in Evanston called earlier. Is it normal for Chase Bank to charge him a $500 fee before they start a refinance? That's a cheap move by Chase to tie people down to do business with them. I have never taken a deposit prior to starting a refinance. I think what Chase is doing, again, this is my professional opinion, not the opinion of WGN, is a cheap move. I think if any listener out there pays a nickel, a penny, a dime to get a big bank to refinance you, you should find another lender because that's just a Bush League move. That's right, Big Blue, Bush League. You shouldn't be charging people money to do a loan, all right? Do a loan, treat them properly, and don't hog tie them with a $500 deposit so they feel they have to do business with you. It's a cheap move, and that's just my personal opinion. Come at me, not at WGN. Thanks for listening. Dane will be in here next weekend. I'll be on vacation with my family. I have three Illinois State Troopers rotating through my house, so don't even think about it. And we'll be MegaPro's Joe will be in here as well. And thanks for listening. Happy St. Paddy's Day. And go any basketball team that you root for. I really don't care because I'm not into college basketball, but go Blackhawks. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.